This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will hold a special session in just over 2 weeks to weigh challenges to two Biden administration policies covering vaccine requirements for millions of workers, policies that affect large employers and healthcare workers. The High Court's announcement on Wednesday that it will hear arguments in the cases January 7th comes amid rising numbers of coronavirus cases. The court had not been scheduled to hear cases again until January 10th. Under orders not to leave home unless necessary, 13 million residents of the northern Chinese city of Xi'an are adjusting to a lockdown imposed after a spike in coronavirus cases. The measure comes 6 weeks before the country hosts the Winter Olympics in Beijing. The Xi'an restrictions are some of the harshest since China imposed a strict lockdown in 2020 on more than 11 million people in and around the central city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus was first detected in late 2019. Two British studies provide some early hints that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus may be milder than the Delta version. Scientists stress that even if the findings of these early studies hold up, any reductions in severity need to be weighed against the fact that Omicron spreads much faster than Delta and is more able to evade vaccines. Sheer numbers of infections could still overwhelm hospitals. Zambia will introduce COVID-19 booster vaccines as it battles the respiratory disease, according to the health minister, on Thursday. The Southern African nation also plans to start vaccinating children. This is VOA News. Lebanon's tourism ministry ordered restaurants, hotels, fitness centers, and entertainment venues to require visitors to present either a certificate of COVID vaccination or a negative PCR test, according to the tourism industry on Thursday. The ministry said it is requiring the new rules through January 9th. Talks to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal will resume next Monday, this according to the European Union diplomat chairing the negotiations on Thursday. That diplomat urged a picking up of the pace. Officials have said the deal would become obsolete within weeks if Iran continued to step up its nuclear activities, as it has been doing since 2019, a year after the United States left the landmark agreement and reimposed sanctions. The JCPOA Joint Commission chair wrote on Twitter, "Welcome to the eighth round." Negotiations restarted in November after a five-month hiatus to try to restore the deal, which was to offer Iran sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that Washington's willingness to discuss Russia's security proposals to curb NATO's eastward expansion was positive amid Western fears over a major military escalation in Ukraine. Russia last week presented the United States and NATO with draft proposals summarizing its demands in return for a de-escalation of tensions over ex-Soviet Ukraine. The document said that NATO must not admit new members into the military alliance and called for no military bases to be established in ex-Soviet countries. Putin told journalists at his annual end-of-the-year press conference, "The ball is in their court. They need to provide us with some answers." He added, "Overall, we see a positive reaction." Migrants who cross into Lithuania from Belarus can be detained for up to a year, according to the Lithuanian parliament on Thursday. It increased an initial six-month detention limit. 81 lawmakers backed the lengthening of the six-month detention period, which was introduced in July as part of plans to hold large numbers of migrants in camps near the border and deter others from trying to cross into the country. About 4,300 migrants have entered Lithuania from Belarus this year. Iraqi citizens account for about two-thirds of the total. And that's according to the Lithuanian Interior Ministry and its data. Three people died in a plane crash in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's South Kivu province on Thursday, according to the provincial transport minister. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.